The crisis in Ukraine has many of Russia's neighbors nervous, especially the three Baltic states, the only former Soviet republics to have joined NATO. A high-level delegation from Lithuania is in Washington this week, and the Lithuanian Foreign Minister, Linas Linkevičius, is our guest today. Welcome to the program. Lithuania is in NATO, Ukraine isn't. Do you see that as an assurance of Lithuanian independence and freedom from the kind of Russian interference the Ukrainians have seen?
It's obviously that in 2004 we made right decisions joining European Union, joining NATO. Now we can see that it's really very important. And crisis in Ukraine now showed that countries which are not belonging to these structures, they cannot be certain.
And this Are you certain? Are Lithuanians certain?
Well, as a Minister of Foreign Affairs, as somebody who takes part in these, you know, discussions, meetings, and I know that NATO military authorities are seriously working, and I really have no reasons to doubt these guarantees provided by the alliance. Mm-hmm. But our people are nervous. This is also true.
Do you feel nervous right now?
Me personally?
Yes, about Russia's
I'm not nervous. I'm not relaxed. I'm focused.
Foreign Minister Linkevičius, how do you assess the West's response to the Ukrainian crisis?
What you mean West, you know, because...
Well, let's say the United States.
The United States is easier to take decision because it's national decision. You can take decision and implement immediately. In EU, we have 28 members. It takes time to discuss because sometimes different views, opinions, tactics. And sometimes we are taking decisions too little, too late, you know.
In the European Union.
Yeah, but so we really value, and I would say really value leadership of United States, which is desperately needed. And the biggest effect and strength when we're doing that in the coordination with regard to the sanctions, for instance, which now are introduced by EU and United States. Yes. This is really efficient. It's not efficient if we are split.
Lithuania is about to open a new floating liquefied natural gas terminal. I gather the name of it in Lithuanian is Independence.
Yeah, this ship called Independence.
And this is expected to liberate Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia from their status of being energy islands, overly dependent on Russia.
Yes.
But isn't it the case that Russian gas is here to stay? You can't conceivably bring in enough from Norway to make up for the Russians. Isn't this a reality that everyone in the region has to somehow figure out how to deal with?
Liberation, as you said, it's really not yet happening, mm-hmm. But this is a big step towards that direction. It was never, ever a gas market in this region, and even after...
I mean, it was a Russian monopoly.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. So they immediately... corrected a bit also prices, which is also part of the competition. And you're right. We already signed the contract with Statoil for 5 years.
It's just the Norwegian
Norwegian company, which will cover 20%, let's say, of our needs. But we need really more, including we really anticipate and expect delivery of the gas from United States. That would be also big contribution to the creation of gas market, which is desperately needed in the region.
Isn't Russia, though, going to remain a major gas supplier? I mean, there are long-term contracts with Europe which have not been subject to sanctions.
Russia will play in the market as equal player, but if Russia will not have monopoly, will be more transparency, will be more competition, will be more efficiency, which, of course, those who have monopoly, they reluctant to give up, you know, these rights. But this is not our problem, you know.
When you think of what might be a normal relationship with your neighbor, Russia. What's a realistic positive outcome of this?
Look at the map. Look at Lithuania, our size, and this big, big neighbor. Definitely, we are those who would like to have normal, good relations. Mm-hmm. We do not have anything against Russia, except when they considering that something, some our decisions, for instance, joining NATO, was against their national interests. Mm-hmm. Well, they should used to know that there are rules in the world. Big values shouldn't be for the big guys and small values for the small guys. Mm-hmm. They should be really equal. It's a big country, definitely deserve to be an equal player, but on the foundation of values and commitments. What is the big disaster now nowadays is that we less and less talking about values and more about interests. And interests taking over at the expense of values, what we are doing. I believe it's very dangerous, and it's really time to think about that and get back to the source a bit and to rethink our strategy. I'm talking now generally, not mm-hmm. only about this conflict, but about our general attitude, which is really quite symptomatic.
Foreign Minister Linkevičius, thank you very much
for
talking with us today. Linas Linkevičius is the Foreign Minister of Lithuania.